Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the Scriptures to the book of Psalms, Psalm 34, and get ready. Prepare your heart to receive some good things from our good God. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, 8 says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody say, the Lord,
is
good. Verse 10 says, The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good. Thing is added by the translators. Any good. And he goes on to say in verse 12, What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good? You know, you don't want to live a long time just to live a long time.
No.
You don't want to just exist, you want to live.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes.
You don't want to just breathe, you want to abound.
Yes.
Right? Well, here's the instructions for life. If you want to see a lot of days and good days, experience good, what do you do? Verse 13, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Is it that simple?
Yes.
You want to live a good life? Watch your mouth. Life not as good as you'd like for it to be? Check that mouth. You want things to go better? Make adjustments to that mouth. Isn't it amazing? The answer has been right under your nose this whole time. Keep your tongue from what?
Evil.
Now, we don't use the word evil that much in our modern vernacular. You'll find it frequently in the Scriptures. Probably what we'd say today is bad. Instead of saying evil, we say bad. And that is the connotation, the meaning. And it is the opposite of good. Well, back up. What's he talking about? Verse 12. You want to see what?
Good.
If you want to see good, verse 13, don't talk bad. If you want to see good, don't talk bad. Well, do you know what you should talk?
Good.
Speak good if you want to see good.
Right. Yes.
Folks don't realize what they're doing to themselves when they're grumbling all the time, griping and finding fault and speaking ill and negative. And the enemy will tempt you to speak bad and evil over yourself and everybody around you and everything. It's a foolish thing to cuss your lawnmower. To kick your car. And say, this piece of junk, it probably won't even get to work tomorrow. This is the sorriest car I've ever had. If you say so. Thou shalt decree a thing. And it'll be so unto you. If you believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. And then people get mad. That washer is only 6 months old. It's just a piece of junk. It's the sorriest thing. It won't do this and it won't do that. People don't realize, are you talking good? That's all bad. So what can you expect?
Bad.
Do you want good? Then you have to walk by faith. And you really have to walk by faith when something's not looking good and it's not turning out good right now. That's when it's time to get your little mouth in gear and start speaking some good over it. If something just came apart and fell in the floor or left you by the side of the road, it's not time to stand out there and cuss and shake your fist if you got any spiritual smarts. It's time to sit there and go, Lord, I thank you that I am blessed going out.
That's right.
And I am blessed coming back in.
Yeah,
that's right. Everything I put my hand to, everything prospers.
That's right.
Just like the Israelite shoes didn't close, didn't wear out in the wilderness, my stuff just lasts and lasts. If your refrigerator's making a sound, you need to put your hand on it and say, you're a good refrigerator. You will run good. You will keep stuff cold as long as I need you. Is that right? Even be a blessing to the next guy that gets you, if somebody else gets you. Do you want to see good?
Yes.
Then you have to speak good. Keep your lips from speaking guile or deception. Keep your tongue from speaking evil. Verse 14, depart from evil and do good. Why? Because I want good. I can't do bad and expect to get good. I can't talk bad and expect to get good. I mean, this is simple enough. 3-year-old could get this, right? But you want good? Do good. You want good? Sow good. Invest good. You want good? Speak good. And it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Multiply. Now, go with me, please, to Psalm 119, you don't have to turn there, but we'll just read them to you and then I want you to say them. Psalm 119, 68 says, you are good and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. The Living Bible says, you are good and do only good. The Message says, you are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Psalm 73 and 1. It says, the Young's Literal says, only good to Israel is God. Only good. Somebody say, only good.
Only good.
Psalm 52:1 says, the goodness of God endures continually. Young's Literal translation says, the kindness of God is all the day. That's the literal rendering. God is good all day long. That scripture, God's word, says it like that. Sometimes the same word translated mercy or kindness is also translated good or goodness. Well, mercy is good. Loving kindness is goodness. Is that right? Say it out loud, God is good.
God is good.
He's only good.
He's only good.
God is good all day long.
God is good all day long.
Is there ever a time in the day when God's not good?
No.
He's good all day.
Yes.
In the morning, you get up.
Good.
God is good.
Yes.
Lunchtime, come on, help me out.
God is good.
God is good. Supper time, dinner time, God is good. Time to lay down and go to bed. God is good in the middle of the night. God is good. God is good all day long. He's good. He's the source of good. He's only good. He's all good. He's good all day long. You believe it? Now go with me to Isaiah, please, the 5th chapter. Just because you know something doesn't mean your spirit didn't need to hear it again. Just because you ate a potato 10 years ago doesn't mean you don't need to eat another potato. Because that potato you ate 20 years ago is not helping you today. Isaiah 5. I actually thought I had a message on this last night. And it's almost like you ever saw them show things that are cells that are alive and reproducing. You look at them under a microscope, the cell gets bigger and bigger, then it splits and becomes two. And they get bigger and bigger. That's what happened to me last night. My sermon got bigger and bigger, then it split, turned into two messages.
Yeah.
I thought, I got to pick one of these now. This keeps happening. Well, it is alive. His word is alive. Is that right? It's quick and powerful and alive. Well, I was ready to get into one aspect of it, but the Lord dealt with me that we needed to revisit a thing and take us further into this. In Isaiah 5 and 20, Isaiah 5, 20 says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." This is a widespread problem.
Yes.
That people think they are smarter than other people, and so they complicate things. Are there a lot of people who think they are more intelligent than the average person, especially simpletons like us who are religious in their mind, who rely on the crutch of religion? And all of that's wrong. I'm quoting them. But because of that, what they wind up doing is mixing everything up. And they'll call good evil. And they call evil good. Look at it again in verse 20. Woe unto them. How many understand woe? It doesn't mean it's going to turn out good for you. Woe means it's going to go bad. It's going to go bad for them that call evil good and call good evil and put darkness for light and light for darkness and bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Is anybody doing this in the world? Is anybody doing this in the church? It's happening all over the place. People are calling bad things good. And people are calling good things bad. If you want good, what do you have to do? You have to speak good and do good. In Malachi, you don't have to turn there, but Malachi 2:17. Malachi 2:17 says, "You have wearied the Lord with your words." I don't want to do that, do you? What does that mean? In other words, the Lord is tired of hearing it. He don't want to hear it anymore. Yet you say, "Wherein have we wearied Him?" When you say, "Everyone that does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and He delights in them," or where is the God of judgment?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.